A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus called his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority to drive out all evil spirits and to heal diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He instructed them, "Don't take anything for the journey, neither walking stick, nor bag, nor bread, nor silver coins, not even a spare tunic. Whatever house you enter, remain there until you leave that place. And wherever they don't welcome you, leave the town and shake the dust from your feet. It will be as a testimony against them." So they set out and went through the villages, proclaiming the good news and healing people everywhere. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what is good news? Every day we have our fill of sad news as we listen to what is happening in our world. In today's proclamation of the good news, Jesus is telling his disciples and us that we are to preach the kingdom of God, heal the sick, and receive hospitality. Hospitality and healing are strong themes in the good news of Luke, and in the short account of the call of the disciples, these themes are integrated with the gift of detachment. Jesus reminds us not to take anything with us on our journey. You see, baggage can be a real obstacle, because when we are preoccupied with what we are to wear or what we are to eat, our energy is dissipated, and the preaching of the good news is no longer the priority. It seems that Jesus wants his followers to trust that he is sufficient. We go out in the authority and giftedness he gives us, trusting that it is his love which we will preach as we heal and receive hospitality. Now, to heal the sick may seem like the gift we have or leave in the hands of the doctors. Yes, for sure they have special gifts, but so do we. Remember the last time you really listened to another and heard their pain and sickness. To hear another's story requires us to be truly present. My experience reminds me that when I really listen and am truly present to the other, the person eventually expresses relief, feels better, and knows a sense of freedom. Jesus didn't tell us to fix people, but to heal, which means to reverence and honor the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. Recently, I was given a ticket to attend the National Orchestra, and as I watched and listened to the players, I was reminded of the amazing amount of time these people spend practicing to use their gifts. We tend to say today, use it or lose it. How true. And that is why Jesus told us not to hide our light, our gifts, under a bowl. No, we are trusted to use our God-given gifts for the healing of others. God has lavished gifts of love upon us, and in return asks us simply to proclaim the good news and heal the sick. Sadly, we have a very sick society today. Just look at what is happening in the world of interfaith. Trust in the other has gone and been replaced by suspicion and hatred. In today's gospel, Jesus speaks about what to do when we are not made welcome. He tells his disciples to shake the dust from their feet and leave the place. One of the reasons why people are not made welcome is because of fear. We have the option of two responses, or a spectrum of responses to the stranger in our midst, spreading from hospitality to hostility. Now, hospitality brings further revelation of the good news, because the divine in the other asks to be received into our midst as good news. No longer can we sit back and say, "Oh, I don't have the gifts I need." We are all called to be wounded healers because we have all experienced the healing love of Jesus through the ministry and hospitality of others. Now more than at any time, God is longing for us to proclaim the good news and to heal those in need of healing. So let us ponder our call from Jesus to be disciples as we go from place to place, person to person, offering and receiving hospitality, preaching good news, and healing the sick with with our listening and loving hearts. Blessings on you as you proclaim the good news to all today.